Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Wednesday the 15th of April, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Briefing for the Village. Well, it's midweek of our fourth week, and so much has happened since our lockdown began. We've got a great community going here, with a generosity of spirit and a kindness that makes your eyes well up. To start with yesterday, we had a couple of simple requests from Chris Pentland and H, and villagers responded to these in minutes. People who were previously complete strangers offering their help. You simply can't beat that. Behind the scenes, I also had lots of requests and offers which I had to deal with. The phone just never stopped. I also had ideas sent in as to what we can do in the future to keep all this going, and even how we could raise funds for the NHS to say thank you. All of these ideas are gratefully received. I just can't action them all immediately because I'm kind of busy right now. But please keep them coming. We've also had lots of great community deeds, from our local lumberjack to folks clearing the ditches by their houses. All of this work, believe me, is greatly appreciated. More has been achieved in under 4 weeks than in years previously. Thank you to you all. But not surprisingly, we've had differences of opinion on what's safe and permissible under lockdown conditions. We're currently virus-free, at least I hope so, and we want to keep it that way. We need to stop the virus coming into this village and avoid any risk of transmission within or between the settlements. Now, behind the scenes, you can be assured that I've been looking at every request and every offer made in the group. If any of them have involved unnecessary trips or unnecessary risk, I've stepped in to offer my services for collection and delivery. I've even had to sometimes suggest a completely different approach because safety is the overriding concern. Now, people do see me out and about all over the village, mowing the grass and running errands. I'm not flouting the rules. Remember, I've got a unique role and a daunting responsibility. I do have the permit to travel, but I also have all the personal protective equipment and infection control protocols in place to minimise any risks to myself and others. But all it takes is one slip by me or you, and we'll all lose this battle. And I'm very conscious of that every time I need to venture onto someone's property. My hands are raw from washing. My personal protective equipment is falling apart from the daily washing at high temperature. We simply mustn't undo the hard work and sacrifice so far. I'm not taking any risks. Like you, I live with the threat of this virus every day, but I've also had to visit every house that I knew was infected to offer any help and to deliver items that they needed. I've allowed no one else near. The risks were simply too great. I've even turned down Carol's offers of delivering the Easter eggs at the weekend, as I couldn't risk them or others inadvertently coming into contact with a house that I knew was suffering. Now, that being said, I walk the paths and drive the lanes of this village every day, and I can see the huge difference that everyone's efforts have made. Frankly, I'm embarrassed at how much better things look. Now, I take a huge pride in keeping our village looking good, but clearly I failed to deliver. Things look so much better now from the efforts of all those involved, so thank you. I was driving only to Chelston Rise today, and I saw a beer can that had been tossed out of the car since my early morning litter pick, and I thought I was the only one that drank a beer at 11 a.m. Now, I was going to pick up the can on my way back, but it had already gone when I returned. One of our walkers had already picked it up and put it in the bin. Now, all I can say is thank you, but please make sure you wear gloves. Anything can be contaminated. I carry plastic bags with me at all times to pick up stuff without fear of contamination. Just a thought, you might like to think about doing the same. So please keep it up, folks. You all know how to stay safe, and please don't take any risks. If you need to swap something, it's fine. But please do it on foot, and preferably don't go between the settlements. If you can, leave the item on the doorstep, or even better, leave it on the boundary. If you can't, call the bloke in yellow. I'll sort it out. When I delivered Horace's yeast yesterday, it must have looked really strange. A van with hazard lights drove down Foot Lane, and then a bloke in a yellow high-vis and protective gloves got out, holding a plastic bag by the corner at arm's length, and approached the doorstep. And this was a bag of yeast we were talking about, not some nerve agent. And then when Pete and I exchanged bags of kindling last night, it was just as surreal. He drove into the lay-by in Kimbolton Road with the kindling on the back of his truck. I was waiting with the engine running. He stayed in the truck and I yanked the bags off as quickly as possible onto the verge before banging the truck for him to disappear. Only then did I load up. I bet this looked like the strangest drug deal ever conducted in that lay-by. But all these extreme precautions are worth it. Ask Pete. He suffered at the hands of this virus and he doesn't recommend it to anyone. So Chelveston, Caldicott and Chelston Rise, please, let's keep the faith. Let's keep doing our bit for the community. But above all, let's remember that all journeys involve risk. And every time you venture off your property, it involves risk. You know what you need to do. You need to judge those risks. But the one thing we don't need now is that virus. Thank you.